Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous art thou, O Yahweh, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimony is that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delight. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The words of the true and living Elohim, Yahweh, from Psalm 119, section Zazi. Hallelujah, Psalm 119, section Zazi. Hallelujah. I am Miriam Ben Israel. You are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, with the exception of some F-days. My beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and to the people of the nations seeking the righteousness of Yah, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to come here and to grace you in this episode in the Knowledge Suite. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, we're back in court. Oh, yeah, we're back in court. Court has resumed. Yes, we have the Apostle Paul on trial in a book that he's supposed to be responsible for called Galatians, going to the Galatians. Now, you know, it's kind of ironic and strange, rather, how Paul could go somewhere that the so-called JSUS didn't even command his so-called disciples to go. Was it not commanded by them to go now in the way of the Gentiles and in the cities of these Gentiles that they were not, you know, they were to enter not? Well, then, why does Paul call himself at the opening of verse here in Galatians and other books that he supposedly have written? Why does he call himself an, quote, apostle of the Gentiles when the JSUS thing, and I did say thing, supposedly commanded his, hallelujah, his followers, his disciples, which are students, okay, to not even go there. You'll find this, hallelujah, man, you'll find this in the 10th chapter of so-called Matthew, as they call it, okay? Hallelujah. Now, we have a Hebrew brother back in our antiquity that was named Matithiah, but not Matthew, okay? And people try to use that and justify and say, well, it's really the same man. In other words, Matthew's name is really Matithiah. No. Matthew is Matthew. Matthew is not Hebrew. Hallelujah. Matthew is what? Comes from some English this and English that. No, not the same. Not the same name. You cannot translate and transliterate proper names. You can't do that. Names, my beloved brothers and sisters, we have stressed this several times, over and over and over again. You can go back in our archives and listen to these previous episodes where we broke these names down, man. Names do not change as they are brought over from one language to another. Again, let me reiterate that. Names do not change as they are brought over from one language to another. See, the language translates, okay, and it transliterates. But see, transliteration just simply means what? Sound for sound, okay? Now, when you translate what? Certain things within that particular culture or environmental language, you translate the meaning into another, you know, into another language, but it means the same thing in that language, if I can just clarify that, okay? So there's a difference in translation and transliteration. Let's not get those things twisted. But anyway, here Paul is declaring to be an apostle of the Gentiles, okay? Ooh, and in some cases he say, not of men, you know. Paul the apostle, it opens up by saying in the first verse, not of men, neither by man, but by JSUS, Jesus Christ, as they call him, and God and Father, and what? And God the Father who raised him from the dead. And I thought y'all said the JSUS was God in the flesh. Well, the God in his flesh raised him from man? This stuff don't make no sense. Did he raise him from the dead? Man, please. These are fictitious characters of the Piso family, and called, in case you all didn't know, the Pisos are responsible for writing the vast majority of these compilation of books over here, known as the, quote, Pauline Papers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. They are responsible for this massive confusion that they have launched upon the entire planet. And got all these poor people in this mass confusion, man. This stuff doesn't even make sense to them. So how in the world can you and me and us as a people subscribe to this as being the word of the Most High Yah when the Most High Yah doesn't even speak over here? How do we know it? Not Paul or any of these characters over here in the peace, old family, ever say, thus saith, quote, the Lord, or thus saith Yahweh. That's the general rule right now. That bursted all to pieces, man. That takes it out. But anyway, going over in Galatians. We're back in court, by the way, incidentally. Court resumes. We're going back in court. Now, court is in session. We have the Apostle Paul back on the witness stand now, because we got to challenge some things here that he's saying in this particular writing, writing right here in the book of Galatians. Where in the world is Galatia? What is that? Who were these, if they even existed? Were they Hebrew Israelites? I don't think so, because this doesn't even seem to be, and we know for a fact that this is not a Hebrew name. No. You got names, okay, again, back to the general rule and universal rule of names. Names do not change as they are brought over from one language to another. The name does not change, okay? Galatians chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 8. Watch this, because we're going to point some things out. We're going to start at verse 8, because we've got to point out some things here that are very, very important. Galatians chapter 1, starting at verse 8. But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. My goodness. You mean to tell me an angel will come here and have a message of the good spell of the gospel? Wow. But Paul says that if any angel come here, you know, if he himself, and I guess any of his other apostle brethren, so to speak, or whatever they're supposed to be, okay? But we are an angel from heaven, angel from heaven now, celestial, a celestial being. Look at this, preach any other gospel. Wait a minute. First of all, did the angels preach any gospel at all? Did an angel come here with a gospel? Did an angel come here, like, for example, when he spoke with Daniel? And we're going to go over that in a minute and say, I'll come to you today, Daniel, and this is going to be our topic in sermon. I'm going to preach from the subject today. If walls could talk, I will preach from the subject today, if walls can talk, and I solicit your prayers, yes. And then the angel goes, we come today in this present time and age, and we come here to explore the fact as to whether or not a wall can really talk. Oh, yeah, then, the angel get on you, and then the angel, get in the crank up more. Well, yeah, and the wall talks. Oh, yes, they did. I'm telling you that. Did the angel do that? Because that's what y'all call preaching. That's what y'all black folk believe preaching is. Okay. That's what y'all believe, that church foolishness. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. If an angel, let's go to one particular angel. I mean, Daniel had multiple encounters with these angelic beings, okay? He had multiple encounters with these angelic beings. Let's see. Hallelujah. If an angel came here with a good spell, that you notice, you don't even see this nowhere over in our book. From Genesis to Malachi, you don't see no gospel over there, nowhere. Correct me if I'm wrong. If it's over there, then hey, I'll take the credit for being wrong in an error. But even a sermon, I go as far as to say, show me where any of the prophets ever preached a sermon on the mount, or a sermon or whatever. Y'all call it a sermon. But show me that physical word over there. Show me these two physical words. Show me sermon, hallelujah, and show me good spell or gospel. Show me gospel over there, as y'all call it. And man, I will be mad enough to come down and say, hey man, you know what? I was wrong. I haven't been right about everything, even up to this day. Hallelujah. When I find the truth and I know that it's the truth, then hallelujah. I will admit, hey, I made a mistake. This is not what this meant, or that, whatever. Okay. But with this right here, there's no way in the world we can lose. Okay. Without further delay, let's deal with this now. Let's go over here to Daniel chapter 8. Okay, Daniel chapter 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let's start reading at verse 15. And it came to pass, when I, Daniel, had seen the vision and sought for the meaning. Then behold, there stood before me as the appearance of a man. Stood before Daniel, he says, as the appearance, hallelujah, of a man. Angels look just like us. They are people. They are a race of people. They are a race of beings, okay? Not no fish heads, okay? Not no bird, men and women, and all this kind of shit right here with wings on their back. No, no. The people. Notice, every time someone had an encounter with an angel, always the appearance of a man. Look at this, a man. So I show you, for the most part, angels are masculine. They're in the what, masculine sense. Now, there are female angels too now, because the whole Elohim structure does include both. Because the word Elohim itself has a masculine and feminine side to it. So to try to discredit the fact and say that, hey, but you notice, Yah always send the men Malachi. Okay, the ancient Hebrew plural word for angels, he always sent them, hallelujah, to bid his tidings, to do his work, to deliver his messages, to just do the work that Yah sends these very powerful beings on a mission. When he sends them on a mission to tend to his business or to take care of some business or to tend to his affairs, you notice, it is Yah who makes that decision, and the angels carry it out. Because why? The angels do exactly as they are told. No, there ain't none of that Negro stuff up there. No, y'all don't put up with that. Yes, angels are black, but they don't do the Negro thing, okay? They don't do the N-word thing. No, not at all. You know, you ain't going to tell me what to do. Oh, no, no. It don't work like that. Verse 16. And I heard a man's voice between the banks of Elah, which called and said, Gabriel, make this man to understand the vision. Look at this. This is Yah. Hallelujah. Look, he even tells you where the man was standing, the angel. And this particular man is named Gabriel, one of the very powerful angels, Malachim, Malach, that the Most High sends out on these various missions, hallelujah, and uses this very powerful angelic being to accomplish a lot of things, many things that this particular angelic being is chosen to do. Verse 17, so he came near where I stood, and when he came, I was afraid and fell upon my face, but he said unto me, understand, O son of man, O son of man, because the angel is not even a son of man, no, okay? He's part of Elohim's structure. These are super, super powerful, supernatural race of people, black people, that travel all throughout the universe with Yahweh. Yah is the one that gives all the orders. He's in total command of the heavenly host. Let's be clear about this. These are what? Super, if you have to relate them in so-called human terms, these are superhuman people, beings. Okay, not creatures. They can become whatever they want to become. It depends on what Yah is using them for, okay? But look at what he said, O son of man, for at the time of the end shall be the vision. Now, time of the end. Now, as he was speaking with me, I was in a deep sleep on my face toward the ground. But he touched me and set me upright. And he said, behold, I will make thee. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he said, behold, I will make thee know what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at the time appointed, the end shall be. Notice, he's referring to the end of the indignation. Now, we need to break this down. We'll do this at another time and explain what does he mean by indignation. Because a lot of you all will mistake that for being the end right here where we are now. and it doesn't necessarily refer to the end of that, but this is definitely referring to the end of something. And we're going to find out how to discover that. When he said, behold, I will make thee know what the end be in the last end of the indignation. For at that time appointed, the end shall be. Hallelujah. Then he goes on to break down, hallelujah, what all of these things mean, okay? You can read on, but for the conservation of time, man, I tell you, conservation of time, we're going to go ahead and just pause right here and just deal with this. Now, notice, was this a gospel that the angel brought unto Daniel? Was this a good spell that Gabriel brought unto Daniel? Is this a gospel? Is this a sermon? No. The Moloch is delivering a message because Yah commanded this angel, this Moloch, to go and speak these words unto Daniel. This is Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Notice, Paul comes to mind something, if we are an angel from heaven come preaching another gospel. Now notice, Gabriel isn't even preaching to Daniel. What is he doing? He is simply delivering a message to him. Hallelujah. He's conveying a message about some things that Daniel just simply need to know about. Okay? Hallelujah. Gabriel is not coughing and spitting and skipping across the stage. Oh, yeah, I come to deliver this message to you. Like our church folk now. So now, let's not get this twisted. Let's not go into the churchy realm with this BS, man, because that is not what it is about. Hallelujah. 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 So let's square away the angel part right now. Now, watch this now. Verse 9. As we said before, say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, then that ye have received, let him be accursed. Look at this, any man now. Now, you notice the messengers of Yah were all prophets. These were the prophets. These were the Ruahs. And the other two titles that go with what a prophet really means in what? In Hebrew culture. Okay, in the Hebrew way of doing things, man, you know? So, now we have to settle another dispute because we're setting Paul up real good, man. We're setting him up very, very good, okay? Now, let's go to some of these powerful men over here that were the messengers and delivered the messages of Yah unto the children of Israel as they were instructed to do, okay? Let's go to these people, these prophets, who were instructed to deliver this message unto the children of Israel by the instruction and by the mouth of Yah, and see if any of these men preached a, quote, good spell or a gospel. Hallelujah. Okay, we have our witnesses now. We want to put the testimony of prophets on trial as well. Want them to come up and sit in the testimony seat to see their testimony. Hallelujah. And we're going to see if indeed and in fact some prophet was ordered to deliver a sermon or a gospel, a good spell. Let's go to Ezekiel. Let's take this very powerful prophet. Let's use some of his prophecies and things he was instructed to say and do. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 24. Look at this. Again, in the ninth year, in the tenth month, in the tenth day of the month, hallelujah, the word of Yah came unto me, saying, son of man, write thee the name of the day, even of this same day. The king of Babylon set himself against Yerushalayim this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it up with choice bones. Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well. And let them seethe, that means boil, the bones of it in therein. Wherefore, thus saith Yahweh, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece. Let no lot fall upon it. Look at this. Then you're going to read this on through, because what we're driving is the fact that this man, you know, Paul said, let any man who preach another gospel be accursed. But if that's the case, Paul need to be accursed, if you want to really deal with it from that perspective, because Paul is not doing what this man right here is doing. This man is receiving a direct order from the Most High Yah. He is receiving a direct order from the Most High Yah. A direct order to do these things. Look at this. Look at this. But did Yah tell him, Son of Man, preach thee the gospel unto the king, hallelujah, of Babylon. Son of Man, get thee a text, hallelujah. Take it thee one scripture and buildeth thou a sermon. Kicketh thou and scootereth and hootereth thou across the stage. Slingeth thy jerry curl juice if thou prefer to wear jerry curls, which those things are way out of date. Y'all still walk around here with those, then you really need to sit down somewhere. Let's all do it. Come on, you know. But notice, Paul said that even if any man do what? Preach any other gospel. What in the world is gospel? Now, most of your Christians will try to break that word down, say gospel means the good news, it means good tidings. But notice, a lot of the things that the prophets were ordered to say and to go unto the people or unto a king or whatever to carry the word of Yah unto that particular person or that particular entity or even nation or whatever duty or mission the prophet is on, they were never told, hallelujah, to bring no gospel nor no sermon. So let's be very, very clear with this, because this is where a lot of the confusion is coming in, man. You know, now the thing about it is this, Paul, since you declare that you are what? In another one of your books, you say that you too are Israelite. Look at this. And you tell that you are of the tribe of Benjamin. You know, you state the specific tribe that you are supposed to be from. Okay? But yet, the Israelites were all told to go unto the children of Israel, unless otherwise indicated here. As we can see, Ezekiel was told to go, hallelujah, to the prophet of Babylon here. We sent to many other ways. He was even told on some occasions to go to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, hallelujah, to the king of Tyrus, which is Tyre, okay, northeast Africa, northeast Akubaland, you know, the real name of the continent, okay? Let's not get that twisted. Let's be clear about that, too. But you notice, no one ever went, hallelujah, to nobody instructed by Yah. Now, these are the men chosen by Yah to deliver his word, okay? No one was ever told to go and deliver something called the gospel. Where is that? I'll tell you where it is. It's in the figment and imagination of the Peace Old Family and of all these other people who have created this compilation of books that are nothing but lies, filled with lies, 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 lies. And that's all you're going to get out of here. You know, some of you all say, well, you know, it's got some good practical teaching for everyday life. And some of the things over there, you know, come on, Yirmiyahu. Some of the things over here, Yirmiyahu, some of these things over here, hallelujah, are valid everyday good instructional words for everyday life. Oh, really? If that's what you choose to believe, then you can believe whatever you want to believe. Yah gives you that free choice. But we're just trying to show you, we're just trying to illustrate to you that this New Testament does not consider or carry any type of consistency about it. The New Testament does not have any consistency. Even if you read between the books, when they're on the same subject matter, the two writers of those particular books never agree. Something is always said differently. Something is always performed or done slightly differently or whatever. But there is no consistency. So you get over here and you get lost in this book of inconsistencies. How in the world can you be consistent? Hallelujah. How can you even be truthful? Okay, let's go a step further, okay? Let's deal with this. Let's go to the words of another prophet. Jeremiah chapter 11, starting verse 1. Look at this. The word that came to Jeremiah. Okay, we'll just say Jeremiah for those of you all who, you know, just getting familiarized noticed with the prophet's true name and things like that. Noticed it. The word that came to Jeremiah from, quote, Yah, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. Let's be clear about who's speaking, who's talking, and who's commanding the prophet to say and do what he's doing now. Let's be very, very clear about this, because this is confusion that this new book seeketh to bring forth, okay? And say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of his covenant. Cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I command your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, Mizraim, from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice, and do them according to all which I command you. So shall ye be my people, and I will be your Elohim, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is to this day. Then said I, hallelujah, and said, so be it, O Yahweh. Look at that. This prophet seals the deal. Okay, I've received your word. I'm going to see exactly what you told me to say, O Yah. I'm going to deliver this message unto the people that you have instructed me to go to and tell them your word, okay? Okay, so what is all of this confusion this so-called new book over here is trying to cause? What is this about any man preaching another gospel? If anybody's preaching a, quote, gospel, a good spell, which that new book put you and everybody who's over there in it on a spell. That's why they call it a gospel. Look at that. Because of a good spell, and they don't want to let the good spell go because it is the good spell, it's the gospel, and it's working to deceive people. It's accomplishing its mission. This is not what you want, my beloved brothers and sisters. We're just trying to help you to be enlightened, to open up your eyes on things that's been going on around you all this time. Hallelujah. And you just have not been cognizant of the fact that we are dealing with a series of untruths, of lies, of things that are just not of the Creator, Yah. Y'all did not sanction these things. You cannot use that New Testament man. You cannot in any way, shape, or form, any wise, go to this New Testament to substantiate anything that's truth. This thing tends to what? It seeks, rather, to distort the truth. It seeks to contradict the original writings of the true and living Elohim, hallelujah, whose name is Yahweh. And besides Yahweh, there are no others. Don't even look for anybody else, because I'm going to tell you what, you're going to run into a dead-end street. You're going to run into a road that has run out of road. You are going to run into a road that's out of road. Now, if you're riding, you run out of road, man, you up the creek. I'm telling you, if you don't have no road, where you going? Some places you can't roll over the grass. You can't roll over the land besides a road and all this type of stuff. Come on, y'all. Do not get tied up over here in these books of confusion. Do not get yourself confused, because when you go over here venturing into these waters of deception, these deep waters of deceptions, you are setting yourself up to be deceived, and we don't need no more deception. We've gone through enough of this, man. Yes, my beloved brothers, my beloved sisters, and the wise up. Well, I tell you, we're about to now close out this court session for the day. Hallelujah. But we will resume, hallelujah, our episodes in the Knowledge Suite. This coming what? This coming M-Day. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters. Stay with us. There's a whole lot more coming. We have a lot to bring your way. I know a lot of you say, hey, man, come on, kind of late, you know. And, hey, the archives are always out there. If you miss it, just go into the archives and listen. Of course, I have a lot of members a lot of rather listeners that love to listen live, and you're always welcome. You are always welcome, you and yours. We pray Yah's blessing upon all of you all who have what? Open eyes and listening ears. Open eyes and open ears. Open eyes and open ears. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure spending this time with you. Hallelujah. Court is going to let out just a little early, just a few seconds early, that's all. But we are going to bid you and yours, peace and blessings. Blessings and peace. Join us again in another episode in the Knowledge Suite. I am Yeremiah Ben Yisrael. May Yah bless you, and you, and yours. Shalom, shalom, shalom.